this Friday. We have made it to the end of the week. The weather has been amazing outside. And I was sitting outside in the sun today, and I've got what they call, what do they call it? Trucker arms, because the one side of my arm is completely red and the other side is completely white. So I've got that trucker arm. It wasn't intentionally. I didn't know where the sun was. I was just sitting outside and enjoying the weather. And then I only realized when I was getting ready for the show that, oh shit, my arm is red. Or the one side of my arm is red. The other one is still pretty white. But good. It's been a good week. It's been good weather. Lots of exciting things happening here at Amsterdam Lab. I'm so happy. I was in such a bad mood today. And I started my day. And this is the thing. A lot of people think, because when they listen to my podcast, or a lot of people, and I've mentioned this before, when they used to listen to my radio show, they used to think I used to wake up in a bad mood and my life was just miserable. People used to think I was like that woman on, what's that program called? The Weakest Link. You know, the British version of The Weakest Link. She was such a cow. A lot of people used to think that's what I used to be like, but that's not the case. I've said numerous times, I don't wake up in a bad mood. I actually wake up in a really good mood. It's just that certain things irritate me. Anyway, I woke up in a good mood, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go and get a few t-shirts, because one thing I don't do is I don't go shopping a lot. I don't do clothing shopping a lot. It's just because I'm the kind of person who's happy to wear the same concept of shirt, the same color of shirts for years. I'm not a fashionable person. But I thought, you know what? It's summertime, and I don't have a lot of t-shirts. So I went into Central Amsterdam today, and you know, I can clearly see there's life in the center now, because it's very busy. I mean, there's a queue outside Primark. Anyway, so I went to New Yorker, and I love this store, because they have clothes that fit me. And they also have clothes that I wear. New Yorker has the kind of clothes that's, it's not fashionable, it's just cool. You know, I'm not a fashionable person, so I don't wear the latest trends. I'm very American, if I can put it that way, with my style of dressing. I wear a green t-shirt and a pair of jeans. It's very American, that. Anyways, I went to New Yorker, and now, because of Corona, you have to have a basket. I don't know how that's going to protect you from Corona, but anyway, I'm tired of arguing. I've had this argument. Anyway, so the queue is building and building and building and building, because, you know, we're all waiting for this basket that's going to protect us. Anyway, so I'm about to get my basket. I'm waiting for someone to return their baskets after doing their clothes shopping. And this guy walks up with, I think it was either his daughter or his girlfriend or his wife or whatever. He walks out the store, and you know, the security things, they beeped. So this sales assistant, very nice sales assistant, saw this, and she ran down the stairs to go get the guy. And she said, "Sorry, sir, do you mind if I could just check?" Now the problem started with this guy, because this guy decided to use the race card, and that's one thing I hate. He said to the sales assistant, and I'm not lying, by the way, I'm not lying when I say this. He said to the sales assistant in his very Dutch accent, you know, "Cocaine, you want some cocaine?" You know, those people. And he said to her, "Is it because I'm black? Is that why you're stopping me?" I kid you not. And she said to him, "No, I heard the alarm, and I just need to check just to see." Anyway, so he starts having a go at this poor sales assistant. And just to reiterate that this wasn't a race thing, a white woman also had the problem, the same problem. She was about to walk out and the security beams started beeping. So she said, oh, sorry, I'll wait. And this is the thing that irritates me. The moment something like this happens, they always use the race card. So I got very upset about this. This poor woman is just trying to do her job. You know, I think what happened was the people who were who were at the sales desk didn't check the items properly. So there were probably hidden tags, security tags somewhere. So that's why it beeped. But because this guy started using the race card and started saying, oh, is it because I'm black? Is that why you're searching me? That made me really angry. And I was really angry for the rest of the day. And then I had to get some things from the supermarkets. You see, because I'm starting to collect these bottles from Heineken, I'm actually becoming an alcoholic, and I don't even like beer. I mean, I've spoken about this so many times, and Morris has even made fun of me. I don't like beer, but because of this Heineken thing that's going on at the moment, I thought, you know, this is my thing. This is where I geek out. So I went to the supermarket, and I was still very upset about what I saw and what I heard. And then I saw they had some crates at the supermarket. So I thought, okay, let me have a look, because it's like playing a lottery. It's a numbers game, finding certain countries that you need. And I found Switzerland. I found Austria. I found Finland. I found Wales. What else did I find? Slovakia, Portugal, and there's another country I can't think of, but I found majority of the countries that I was looking for, especially Switzerland. I just need Sweden, and I just need Denmark and Iceland to Denmark. I just need Norway and Iceland to complete the Scandinavian countries, because I've already got Denmark and Finland. I've completed the Germanic countries, and I'm looking at them right now. I got Switzerland, I got Germany and Austria, so all the Germanic countries are done. I've got Scotland, because, you know, my grandmother was from Scotland. And it's just a really cool thing to collect, as I said last week. Scotland appearing in any tournament is like Canada appearing in any tournament apart from the Olympics. It doesn't happen. Wales I've got, because I lived in Wales. So that's pretty cool. Hungary, I have Hungary. And of course I have the Netherlands. But, you know, that's because I live here. And the Netherlands is kind of like England. You know, it's the Netherlands is kind of like EasyJet and Ryanair. It's no, what is it? No thrills, no spills, no thrills or whatever. It's just, you know, they're never going to go further than the group stages. But, you know, it's the Netherlands. So I've got Scotland, I've got Wales. Not even going to attempt getting England, but I've got majority of the bottles that I need. I just need Sweden, Iceland, because they're qualified, and Norway. And then majority of those are the countries I would like to collect. I'm very happy because I got Switzerland. I actually thought Switzerland would be the hardest to get, but my collection is looking pretty good at the moment in the studio. I'm kind of happy about that. You see, I love collecting stuff like this. Honestly, this, and I mean this, and I don't mince my words, this, honestly, this is better than having a girlfriend. Because in 5 years' time, I can still look back on this and go, wow. With a girlfriend, you can't, because in 5 years' time, if you do that and you go, wow, she'll get very upset and say, oh, so I wasn't good looking before. I wasn't pretty before. You see, and it's just irritating stuff like this I don't need to deal with. I love doing stuff like this. It geeks me out like this. It geeks me. I love doing stuff like this. Anyway, enough about me blabbering on about this. Lianka's not here today. So we got somebody else to join us today. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Wade.
It's so good to have you on the show. I haven't spoken to you since, Jesus, it's been a long time since we had you on the show.
Well, you've got a new sidekick now, so I've moved back to my spot behind the microphone.
And you're doing a terrific job. And speaking of behind the microphone, we've got a new, as I mentioned on Monday, we've got a new person working with us on our social media platform. So, yeah, she's doing amazing things. Potentially next week, Friday, she might be here. But that's also because she needs to do a few things for me. She needs to interview me and find out more about me and all of that. So she might be here in the studio next week. But yeah, there's a lot of things happening here at Amsterdam Lab, and I'm very happy. A lot of things are moving forwards the way they should be. And yes, very good things that are happening at the moment. What have you been up to lately? Because obviously, you know, you are my producer, but just because you're my producer doesn't mean I talk to you every 5 minutes. So fill us in on what you're doing at the moment. What has been keeping Natasha busy?
Well, I've been loving the weather. Unlike
yes.
people, sunscreen, so I don't have lobster arms. I put my splash my 50 SPF on.
Are you one of these people who get burnt very quickly when you go in the sun?
No, I tan quite easily.
I'm jealous.
My family who has that, but I don't want skin cancer. After living in Africa for 50 years, for 30 years, I've had enough of sunburn. So I splashed. I'm enjoying the weather. Busy with work. I can't wait for my vaccine. I'm the one person on the planet who's probably the biggest fan of this process, and I still haven't gotten to register. I'm hoping 84 will be up tomorrow. So I've been hounding the news sites and the REVM site for that. But otherwise, been good, been in the background, been healthy, just doing my thing.
Speaking of vaccines, before I left to come in to the studio and to record the show, one of the people who lives in the confounds where I live, he's in his late 50s, early 60s. He's really into his live videos, concerts, and all of that. And he got his vaccine this week. I think it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday. Anyway, I saw him as I was leaving, and I said, "Oh, did you get your vaccine?" And he said, "Yeah." So I said to him, "Oh, which one did you get?" So he said, "Oh, he got the Janssen vaccine," which is surprising because I thought they had put a stop to that for people over the age of 50. Anyway, so I said, "Oh, that's great. So when is your next vaccine appointment? Because, you know, I think it's, what, 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that after your first dose." And
it depends on the vaccine.
Exactly. And he said, "Well, no, because apparently, according to the Janssen people, you only need one dose. Only one dose is fine."
Exactly. So there was a little bit of a fluke with Janssen while they were busy with rolling out the years 1976. That's the only year that is getting Janssen. The cabinet and the minister has obviously made official that Janssen is also being pulled for anybody under 60. So for the rest of the duration of the vaccination schedule, it will only be Moderna and Pfizer. So no AstraZeneca, of course, for anybody under 60, and it will be the same for Janssen. So your friend is part of the fluke group. For the rest of us, it will either be Pfizer or Moderna.
You see, I actually thought...
Which is two shots.
And I actually thought, well, this is...
In the eyeball right now. I don't care. I just want to be vaccinated.
I actually thought, well, this is terrific news. That means I can get the Janssen and then that's it. But now that you've clarified this and confirmed this...
Sorry, Wei.
That's all right. I Pfizer was still going to be my first choice of vaccine. It's the only trustworthy vaccine that doesn't seem to have any blood clots and all of that.
The problem is you don't have a choice. So on the day, it'll either be Moderna and Pfizer. They don't go, "Okay, Wei, do you want A or B? You just get the shot. That's
really?
The shot."
Because I know in Germany they give you the option.
You don't have that option here. And it's all due to delivering vaccines. It's not necessarily that the one is in stock or the other, because you know they are delivered in batches. So unfortunately, it's not like shopping. you get what you get. And that is exactly why the over 60s, for those who don't want to get the AstraZeneca, are so upset, because they feel they have no choice in the matter. I don't know if this is changing in future, but for now, you get what you get.
I tell you, you know, this weather's been amazing, but you see, I've never ever had this issue before. It's only the last 3 years that I've had this issue, and that's hay fever. I never ever used to have this, and especially in times like we're living in, you know, sneezing is against the law. Coughing is against the law. The moment people see you do that, they, you have corona. So I was coming to the studio and I can't help to sneeze. It's just, you know, I try my best to control it, but sometimes I just cannot control it. And don't be surprised if I start sneezing halfway through the show. But it's just really annoying. And I'm starting to sneeze like someone who has really bad Tourette syndrome. You know, that's all I've been doing the whole week. And it's really frustrating because people obviously think I have Tourette's, and they also think I have some kind of nasal problem, and obviously think that I have corona, which is even more frustrating. So although I love summer, this is something I've come to hate with summer, is this whole hay fever. I never used to have this growing up in South Africa. Never ever used to have this. But I think it's got to do with, you know, the older you get, the more your body starts to lose certain control on certain things.
Although we have a lot of pollen here in the Netherlands, so I had the opposite. I was that kid at school who always had to have the special tissues because she suffered with sinus. So I'm a sad mouth breather because I'm so used to not being able to breathe through my nose. I don't get hay fever here in the Netherlands, but my husband, who grew up in Namibia, dies during spring and early summer. Every single time he goes outside, he looks like he's been swigging down 10 whiskeys. His eyes are swollen. He starts sneezing. I don't have that problem anymore. So I do think, it's probably to do with the change. But yeah, we have a lot of pollen, lots of grass seeds here, especially in Amsterdam, Amstelveen. So I would just say invest in a good antihistamine and a nose spray if you can.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you had to see my eyes at the moment I'm okay.
But at the moment, it's because of all the beer.
Well, maybe that's the cure. But if you had to see my eyes this week, I actually look like I'm a drug addict because my eyes are just this red, hazy color. And my face is just, I just look terrible at the moment. I mean, I look terrible in general, but you should see me now. It's not good. I hate this. Hey, did you hear what happened? You mentioned Namibia. Did you hear what happened this week? Apparently Germany has regretted what they did in Namibia in their colonies.
After 100 years, we are finally paying some repatriation. Mm. And the problem is, Wade, if you speak to the locals, it's something, but it's also a little bit too late. I mean, you almost decimated an entire population. And then a mea culpa and a few $100,000 dollars later, you think you're left off the hook. I don't know. Look, I'm not a Namibian. I don't have skin in the game. But I always think these things are nice gestures. But is it just because the world says you need to do it, or are you actually sorry for what you did?
Well, this is the thing. And I think, look, if Germany was really sorry about it, they would have probably apologized at the same time as they apologized at the end of the Second World War for, you know, all the lives that they lost and caused and all of that.
And exactly. And the Namibian decimation, the Namibian genocide, was before that.
Yeah, it's not nice. And the reason I say this is because I was reading an article on IOL or whatever that company is called. I always think it says laugh out loud if you read it too quickly. They were interviewing some locals from Namibia, and they were saying, you know, the damage is done. You can apologize, but nothing's going to take away what you did to the population. So it's terrible. So I don't know why all of a sudden Germany has decided to apologize right now. But yeah, all we need now is for England to apologize for stealing our country and taking our gold. And then,
oh, maybe Israel to apologize to Palestine.
Gee, what a week it's been, huh? Yes, sus. Crazy. And now there's a new leader in Israel, some other far-right nuthead that's going to take over from Netanyahu. But I think it's one step closer to hopefully restoring some kind of normality, because Benny Gantz, or whatever his name is, the opposition leader, they now, obviously, now it's a coalition government. So let's see what happens. You know, I mean, this guy who's supposedly going to take over from Netanyahu, he doesn't look as right-wing as I've seen other right-wing politicians. He looks more like he's more of a puppet. But I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. I just know that he's going to be taking over Netanyahu. So let's see what happens. But what a week it's been, huh? Jesus Christ. All right. Let's get into some news, because a lot happened this week. Before I get into the news, listen to this. You're gonna love this, by the way. A anti-vaxxer has been hospitalized with corona after saying vaccines would wipe out stupid people. I'm sure you would love something like that. Now, the guy in question, his name is Rick Wiles. He's a right-wing Christian talk show host and also an anti-vaxxer. And he's been hospitalized with COVID-19 after saying vaccines would wipe out stupid people. And this comes less than a month ago, after he said that he would never, ever get vaccinated. His website, True News, announced over the weekend that he had been infected and taken to hospital, where he had been given oxygen. Then the announcement was reported by Right Wing Watch. So, there you go. You see, even anti-vaxxers get a coronavirus. I just find this kind of stuff hilarious, because, you know, you want to spread your message across and tell people that getting vaccinated is a bad idea and corona is a hoax, and then this happens to you. So I want to see if we can get some audio to this, because there is actually audio to this guy. Let me see if I can get some audio to this. Story, because it will be really interesting to hear this. Okay, where is the play button? Hang on. Okay, let me get the play button sorted for you guys, and then we can play this. But very funny. I always laugh at stuff like this. Okay, let's see if we can get some live audio to this. Yodek. When the ad decides to stop playing, fuck's sakes.
I am not going to be vaccinated.
I join you in that.
I'm going to be one of the survivors. I'm going to survive the genocide. I am not going to allow the COVID maniacs to convince me to be vaccinated or vaccinate me against my will. I know what I'm reading. I know what I'm seeing.
Is that from the Bible?
There is a mass death campaign underway right now.
Okay.
And I don't care what people, they can write any article they want to write about me. They can do everything they can to deplatform me. I'm going to survive a global genocide. The only good thing that will come out of this is a lot of stupid people will be killed off.
Well, it looks like you're one of the stupid people, because you're now hospitalized with corona and you're on oxygen. Now, usually when that's the case, it means it's a serious case of corona. So let's see. What do you think about this, Natasha?
I'm also just laughing, but I choose to laugh on the inside. These religious zealots are the worst kind. And I say this as a Christian. I identify as a Christian.
Sure.
But they're religious zealots who use religion as a front for anti-scientific and anti-vaccination beliefs. I cannot stand. They are the absolute worst of the worst. They know better than sect leaders, because that's exactly what they are. The Pope supports vaccinations. The head of the Muslim councils, the same within the Buddhist community, the Jewish councils, they all support vaccinations. And then you get these idiots who don't.
Mm. Yes, it's... you see, I just... All you can do is just laugh at this, because, you know, it's just... What else can you do? It's just... It's laughable. And look, obviously, we don't wish anything bad against this guy. We wish he does get a recovery. But, you know, it's just... It's hilarious, this kind of stuff. I read another article about this. It was the same kind of conspiracy theorist person, right-wing talk show host. He was saying that don't get the vaccine because it's actually not medication that you're getting. It's actually, they're just injecting you with water. So I don't know where they're getting these stories from. They obviously must be really desperate for reach, for audience. But yeah, it's just there's too many of these people, and
people are gullible, including my mother and my father-in-law, which is the worst. We had a very interesting conversation with my mother and my father-in-law a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, what happens when you live in a small little town on the Gatkant in Namibia, you spend too much time on Facebook and WhatsApp. And if you don't know better, you start believing these stories. So we've had some very serious conversations with them about these stories and how much, you know, they're nonsense. But you wouldn't believe the amount of gullible people in the world who absolutely refuse any logic, rhyme, or reason. But if Tansani van Ogahanya says it's poison, then it's poison, despite the doctor and professor that you've trusted your life with for the last 60 years saying that to you it's safe.
Yeah. I just want to say something very quickly. It's not in a public announcement or anything like that, but I'm sticking with this story. I think it was about 2 years ago, my aunt passed away, and I think it was in December 2019 or November. I think it was December. The doctors were saying, you know, they were coming up with some kind of estimation. It was something to do with, I think it was TB or something like that. Anyway, when my parents told me this, I said, "Are you sure? Because that to me sounds like it's corona." Anyway, time went by, and she was left on oxygen, and the doctor said, "Look, you know, there's either two choices. You can either leave her on ventilation, or you can switch the machine off." Obviously, my uncle chose it was a very hard decision, but he chose the latter. And it came up, I spoke to my parents a few weeks ago, and I asked them, did you guys get any more information on what the cause was? And they said, yeah, it was this and this and this and that. And I said, you see, I told you. And this was before Corona even came to the UK. This was in 2019. So yeah, it's just really sad, because at the time the doctors didn't even know what it was. They were convinced it was TB or some kind of horrible disease. And I said straight away, that doesn't sound like TB. That sounds more like this coronavirus that I'm hearing more and more and more in the news. But because there weren't enough people being diagnosed with this, the doctors didn't have enough evidence. But the reason why I brought this up was just because, you know, sometimes you have to just accept what the doctor says, but at the same time also accept what you think as well. And terrible what happened, but I'm glad to know that that was actually finally the case. They actually finally, you know, gave reasons for her the way her body deteriorated in such a manner. I mean, literally, it was like that. Terrible. Anyway, let's get into some news, and this is very. You're gonna laugh at this, Natasha. I aim to make you laugh on the show.
What a fun Friday night.
Exactly. And that is Donald Trump has reportedly believes that he will be reinstated in the White House as Commander-in-Chief within the next 2 months. Now, the report comes as Trump faces a possible indictment and returned to the electoral battlefield. He's been telling a number of people that he's in contact with what he expects he will to get him reinstated in August, the New York Times reports. They also add that he said that this isn't how it works, but simply sharing the information. So he wants more people to know that, you know, the elections were a fraud and he's definitely coming back in August. Now, listen to this. This is a Trump supporter. So get the popcorn out and have a listen to this. This is quite funny.
He's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation. And at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic with Trump as president.
What's going on in different country right now? The government took over and they're redoing the election, correct? So that could possibly happen here, possibly.
Would you like to see it happen?
Absolutely.
I would like to see it happen.
Really?
Yes.
You know why? Because the election was stolen from us.
Donnie joins us now.
So, very interesting. A lot of these people still think that this is the case and that the elections were a fraud. And what's even more surreal is that Donald Trump still thinks that he's going to be reinstated as president in August, which, I mean, I say Hugo de Jong takes alcohol as his remedy, but I think this guy's on all kinds of medication. Trump's lawyer, Sidney Powell, similarly said, at a conference on Saturday in Dallas that her client would return to the White House by the end of this year. He can simply be reinstated, she said, drawing cheers from the crowd. A new inauguration date is set, and Biden is told to move out of the White House, and President Trump will be moved back into the White House. Apparently, this lawyer who represents Trump has filed dozens of lawsuits that were not successful in overturning the results of the November election. Trump on Saturday is slated as the main speaker at the North Carolina Republican Party convention. He also rallied this month, setting the foundation for another bid of presidency in 2024. So this is one story that's just not going to go away, but I can reassure you, if you are a Democrat, this isn't going to happen. I can reassure you that. Okay, this is also very interesting. Buckingham Palace also goes back to the Germany Namibia story. But we all know that Buckingham Palace is very racist. Buckingham Palace banned coloured immigrants and foreigners from serving in clerical roles in the royal household until at least 1960, according to a newly discovered document. The Guardian says that papers also revealed that the royal household negotiated controversial clauses that remain in place today, exempting the Queen from laws that prevent racial or gender-based discrimination in employment. Now, it's just a pity that this has only come out now, because I could have told you this for free, that the royal family is very racist. I mean, Prince Philip was the most racist out of all of them. I mean, his favorite word was the N-word. So, yeah. Joe Biden has become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the state of Tulsa of the Tulsa massacre, where hundreds of black people were killed by a white mob in the city's Greenwood district between the 31st of May and the 1st of June, 1921, Biden flew to Tulsa to mark the 100th anniversary of the attack, which claimed some 300 African-American lives. He said that for much too long, the history of what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. Very nice. It's always nice that stuff like this has been honored. Bit too late, but it's nice anyway. And good news, Natasha. Very good news. The rand has rocketed almost 2.4% to the US dollar. It's the best level since early February 2019. And the currency has staged a strong recovery after hitting a record of 19 rand in April last year. Now at the close of the JSE, the current trading is at 13 rand 43 to the dollar. 19.04 to the pound and 16.35 to the euro. I can remember when the rand was sitting at 7 something to the dollar and the pound was 15 something to the dollar to the rand. But that's inflation. How times have changed. So ending off with some good news in the news. What are you doing this weekend? Anything interesting that you are doing over the weekend? Apparently it's good weather.
Yeah, nothing planned, but I mean, we've been spending most of the time that we have on the weekend either on the beach, in a bush somewhere, but as long as it's outside with my sunscreen on, of course. But I plan to make the best of the weather while we have it, because we never know in the Netherlands. We get four seasons in one day. We don't know how long the summer's going to be. So I'll be out and about.
You actually reminded me of something. You said earlier about when you go into the sun, you don't actually burn. Now, my one sister, she's got this olive skin, and I'm very jealous of her because she's the only person in my family that can just go in the sun without sunscreen and sit in there for like 10 hours and not get red. She just goes brown like a Greek. I'm incredibly jealous of this. So, you know, are you one of these people? Do you have olive skin? Or are you just are you just blessed with not getting burned?
It's the weirdest thing. When I was younger, I used to be a permanent shade of olive. As I've gotten older and stay out of the sun on purpose, I've gotten lighter and lighter. But if I spend enough time in the sun consistently, but still using sunscreen, I go tanned and not necessarily red. But I still wear my 50 sunscreen. Skin cancer is real. And even if you have an olive skin, you can get skin cancer.
Okay, so 50 shades of sunscreen. Very nice. Very nice. Well, have yourself a terrific weekend, and the same for you who are listening to the podcast. I'm not doing anything that spectacular over the weekend. I'm probably going to drink more bottles of beer because I need to get through this collection that I have. There's still more to come, by the way, so keep yourself posted to Instagram. And the Amsterdam Lab Instagram account. You can also follow me, Wade Hutchinson, on Instagram. I'll also be posting some more of my bottled collection, which I'm very happy about. I've never been so happy about something for a very long time.
About glass bottles.
Bottles. Listen, I am going to be very rich at the end of this. After the Euros have finished, these bottles are going to be worth quite a lot of money.
But you're going to need to add England to the collection. Listen, otherwise, it's not a full collection.
Listen, Natasha, the only people who support England are England people and people who come from war-torn countries like Bosnia and Albania and Serbia, Afghanistan, people who have given up on life. Those are the only people that support England. I've seen many England bottles, because you see, the thing with me is when I go to not just Albert Heijn, but Albert Heijn's my main supermarket, you know, you get the crate of Heineken, and you can only get them in the crate of Heineken because it has to have the cardboard paper that says, collect the Heineken bottles. I don't think anyone else does, but anyway. So I'm like then, I pick up each bottle and I look at them, and people on Albert Heijn look at me like I'm some kind of alcoholic because I'm actually looking at the bottle, looking at the country, and I put it back. Oh, I have this one. Oh, I have this one. Oh, England, fuck, put that one back. You know, so I've seen so many England bottles, and I'm not collecting England. I have, as I said earlier, I have Scotland because my grandmother was Scottish, and I've been to Scotland. I've been to Edinburgh, and it's beautiful there. I have Wales now. I got Wales today because I lived in Wales. England, no.
Not the only thing is, if you don't have the English bottle, you don't have a full set, and you're going to get make no money unless you have a full set. So you're going to have to get that dodgy English bottle.
Look, there are other countries that I'm even contemplating and not collecting, like Macedonia and Russia. So, you know, it's not just England. It's other countries that I'm looking at not collecting. I mean, there's still other countries. I still need to get Italy and Spain. And that's about it for continental Europe. Oh, and France. I need to get France too. Then I've got continental Europe done, because I've got the Netherlands, but that's just because the Netherlands has qualified and Heineken is Dutch. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to finally finishing this. So we'll wait and see what happens. I'm going to make millions from this. You watch and see, Natasha. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing over the weekend. Lianka will be back on Monday. We'll be catching up and finding out what she's been doing over the past week and this past weekend. So lots of interesting content and entertainment coming your way on Amsterdam Lab. All right, everybody, have a good weekend, and we'll chat on Monday.